Welcome to The Goodnight Show. I'm Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of The Goodnight Co. Join me each week for hints and tips on all things sleep. Sleep and exercise. Is working out your key to a stronger, more sleep positive self? As we look to round out our series on the three pillars of health, there's no denying that there's an invaluable connection between a quality night's sleep and exercise. A bi-directional relationship, a two-way street, if you like. Exercise has been linked to promoting better sleep, just as a healthy, well-rested body promotes better physical performance. And it's no surprise. It takes just one night of poor sleep to see how heavily our physical mobility and mental function relies on nailing our sleep quality. Did you know, after failing to achieve the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep for just one night, your body begins to feel prone to mood swings and irritability, less able to concentrate, more fatigued and weak, maybe more hungry? Do you resonate with any of this? With such a tight link to both sleep and movement, it's time to break down how we can sleep better, feel stronger, and get the most out of our bodies every day. According to the Sleep Foundation, researchers found that those suffering from insomnia and other critical sleep ailments can improve their sleep by adding exercise into their daily routine. Quote, unquote, in as little as 4 weeks, individuals with chronic insomnia who begin regular exercise fell asleep up to 13 minutes faster and stayed asleep 18 minutes longer. Here are a few reasons why. Number one, exercise helps exhaust our bodies, preparing it for rest. A more obvious but extremely important point, exercise helps tire our bodies out for sleep. In the same way, we might take our dogs for a run before dinner so they can calm into the night. When we exercise, we burn any excess fat and carbs, sugar, that we may have consumed during the day and fatigue our muscles for rest. This healthy feeling of fatigue also helps reduce the effects of restless leg syndrome, which is a common problem when it comes to sleep, which may disrupt your ability to sleep. The more heavy and tired we feel going to bed, the better chances of us falling asleep into our stage N3, which is our REM and REM sleep. Number two, exercise changes your core body temperature. Throughout your session, you may feel hot and sweaty as your body heats up, ready to burn those calories and fat. Once your workout is complete, your body temperature will begin to slowly drop back to normal levels, mimicking the natural drop in temperature we experience in our bodies as we calm down, ready to prepare for sleep. This also helps trigger the brain to relax, promoting the release of hormones like melatonin and serotonin. Say goodnight to anxiety and depression. Number three, exercise helps to release a series of happy chemicals called endorphins. These chemicals are directly linked to our perception of pain and can reduce feelings of anxiety and depression, which are commonly linked to insomnia. So, with that in mind, how much exercise do you need for a better night's sleep? Well, this is the common question, and like everything, it is a personal approach. As a general rule, people who engage in at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise each day can begin to see an improvement in their sleep quality. If you're more of an extreme HIIT workout type of person or short on time, 15 minutes of intense movement is adequate too. You may not want to do that 15 minutes of power. A 20-minute walk out in nature in the fresh air can also help when it comes to getting a better night's sleep. It's important to note that timing plays a critical role in the success of your sleep after exercise. This is because exercising too close to bedtime can cause a spike in brain stimulation and might keep us up all night. Studies suggest that 7 a.m. serves as the most optimal time to work out to reap the rewards of your natural endorphin boost, kickstart digestion for the day, and help you sleep better at night. If you're much less of a morning person, as long as you finish exercising at least 90 minutes before bed, you'll give your body enough time to unwind and cool down for sleep. But what about the role sleep has on movement? It would be remiss of us to neglect to highlight the importance that sleep has on movement, immune system restoration, muscle recovery, skeletal repair, and the settling of our nervous system are just a few of the critical things that occur to our bodies when we sleep well. This means that good night's sleep can directly impact our strength, mobility, and endurance for physical activity. If you're struggling to get the right amount of sleep at night, implementing sleeping aids like our deep sleep drops will help promote a night of deep restorative sleep. And if you're still feeling yourself feeling a little sluggish in the morning, you could look at trying our morning drops, which are another great solution to assist in aiding that pep back into your step. If you're someone thinking, how do I actually measure how well I am sleeping? Because it's not just about the length of time asleep, it's about the quality of the sleep. We would suggest looking at a wearable, so any of the tracking devices, watches these days, your Fitbit or your Apple Watches are a great place to start. Or if you really want the bee's knees of tracking devices, you could look at an Oura ring, which is going to give you a really adequate approach to the time that you are sleeping, the quality of sleep that you're getting, how well rested you are, which also gives you an indication then of determining how often you're exercising. If you're not fully recovered the next day, the Oura ring, for example, will show you this data, and it might mean that you need to pull back on the exercise you had planned that day. We're going to leave a few of our favorite sleep promoting exercises in the show notes, so make sure you go check them out and give a few a try. If you resonate with anything we've spoken about today and are looking for additional sleep support and tips, head on over to our closed community Facebook group, The Goodnight Show. It really is the small daily details that make the difference. So we also encourage you to join our 10 for 10 challenge. We have a discount code for our loyal podcast listeners, so check it out. You can also find it along with our code in the show notes. Till next time, please leave a rating, review, and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening to The Goodnight Show. If you're keen to learn more about the topic I talked about today, join our Facebook group, The Goodnight Community, or check us out at thegoodnightco.com.au. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us on your favourite podcast provider by searching The Goodnight Show. And if you love what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a glowing review.